Alrighty, so we're doing a very special A3 Day 2 podcast from Denny's.
Yes, we are live from America's favorite breakfast, though. Not sponsored by Denny's, though.
This is technically Day 3, but we're doing day 2 wrap-ups, huh?
Yeah, we're busy at Gangrel class night, so.
Yeah, yesterday was a pretty crazy day. We had a lot of appointments going on, a lot of places to be. So we didn't have a huge amount of time for like walking around and just trying things out. We did, however, spend an inordinate amount of time waiting for Dead Rising 3, which we finally got in. Charles got in 25 minutes before I did, so I clocked in a good like hour and a half, 2 hours waiting for that game,
yeah.
All told.
Well, so let's start at the top and just kind of run through everything quick. Right. So we started with SteelSeries. We've had appointments with the past couple of years, and very nice folks.
Yeah, they're
pretty
Danish.
Awesome quality headphones.
Yeah, they're Danish, like peripheral. Company that do really good headphones. They do some good gaming mice and pads, keyboards. Pretty much they're geared towards professional gaming, so you know, it's really precise, a lot of detail, a lot of durability, which
yeah.
is nice to see.
And we, you know, Patrick might be getting some stuff from them to test out, so maybe we'll be back with a little bit more details about the equipment that they have and what we, you know, in use and what we think about it.
Since that was the first time you saw them, what did you think? Like, what was your overall impression of them?
You know, normally I'm a Turtle Beach guy, but I've been pretty impressed with what they have. I do wish they had something for the console, just because that's mostly where most of my interest in gaming.
Yeah.
So it just feel more convenient, but, you know, it makes me wonder if there's anything I could find to maybe sub in or use it that way, just to try out from there. Just, you know,
they do have a line of, like, 360 stuff.
Yeah. Because the durability, but, you know, I just don't know if it's the same quality as what we sell, you know, the durability and,
yeah.
you know, being able to break down the headphone into, like, three pieces, put it back together. And, you know, it's like a transformer, so.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
Yeah. So then moving right along, we went into an appointment with Project Red.
Right.
CD Projekt Red, sorry. And their new game, The Witcher 3.
Well, actually, before we did that, we tried out a game called Mag Runner that was pretty cool.
That's right.
It was like a mixture of Portal and, well, allegedly Cthulhu. I didn't see any old ones or anything like that, or ancient ones.
They just sound like grafting extra arms onto people.
Yeah, yeah. But it seems like rather than opening portals, you're using magnetism to get around and solve puzzles. So
yeah,
cool.
ICP said, you know, magnets, how do they work? And
yeah.
That's
yeah,
what
exactly.
you have to figure out in this game.
I think Juggalos are not going to have an easy time with this game,
yeah.
but everybody else should be all right.
Yeah. And would you say it would be a puzzle-owing game for them?
Oh.
Oof. Yeah. All right. So, yeah, and then let's go back to CD Projekt Red, The Witcher 3. You have played The Witcher 2. I have not played any. But those folks are super generous, not only gave us a pretty good bullish beer, but also download codes to try out the first two, which maybe that's something we should do, download them and play them, and then...
Absolutely. I've never played the first game. I played the second one for the 360, and I liked it a lot. There were some problems with the user interface, and there were some problems with the controls for combat and stuff like that. But the storyline was amazing. The graphics were great. And there was like kind of a moral gray area and a lot of choices. It seems like The Witcher 3 is really up the ante in that respect. So
definitely.
I'm really excited to see. It was, that's my game of the show.
Yeah. No, I'd say, and I especially like the Viking aspect of it. I have a soft spot in my beard for the Vikings, you know, and I like that. And then they'll go raiding because it's a nice day to go raiding,
mm-hmm.
you know, so that was...
And his character's named Bjorn,
yeah.
so that's nice.
So that's pretty good, and yeah, no, I mean, you know, it looks like they have a few things to tighten up for gameplay, but when it's done, it looks like it'll be super impressive. No, I think we're all set.
Have you not sold anyone?
No, I don't think so. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
All right, sorry about the release. Quick break to get our Grand Slams on. So, let's see, the next thing we ended up doing was going to Square Enix. Yeah, Patrick got the invite through them, so we went and got a nice theater experience for Thief. Got to see that upcoming game coming out.
Did you play any of the old Thief games?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I played the original back in the day. So, yeah, it's definitely a bit different. It seems to have taken, you know, some of the best things about stealth games now and kind of incorporated into that model. So, it looks like it should be pretty interesting.
I'm not a huge stealth game fan. I played Thief when it was on the Xbox.
Mm.
But I'm not a huge stealth one, but it looked like there were some interesting things going on there that I want to check out. I really like a lot of the graphics and the particle effects going on. Like,
yeah.
When we run through a burning bridge, it's like embers
in
the air and
with
stuff
the fire
like that.
And the water. Yeah, that
was really,
just
really good.
Amazing.
So,
and then let's see, I got to do a little hands-on time with Saints Row 4, which is just as crazy as you'd expect from a Saints Row game now. And
now with superpowers.
Yeah, now with superpowers and dubstep guns. So, I definitely am putting that one on my pre-order list.
While you were doing that, I was checking out, and I can't remember the name, like the full, like,
Murderer
subtitle
or something.
It's Murder, like, Soul something, but I can't.
No.
I can't remember what the third part of the title is, but it looks kind of interesting. You're playing a detective that has to solve the mystery of his own murder, which is interesting. Like, you're playing a ghost.
Yeah.
With a lot of ghostly abilities and things like that, like walking through walls and shit.
Yeah.
So it looks like an interesting take on that sort of genre.
Cool. I did have kind of a weird experience with Saints Row. I guess one of the cars I hit had the president or something, and then so I didn't know whatever next shot in this. Now you've done it. So it's really the thing where, like, you know, that had happened, and then, like, space alien police came to arrest me that looked like the guys from the Fifth Element.
Well,
you know, the aliens that he's fighting in the space opera. Yeah, it was trippy. But yeah. Sorry, I just read that in my notes and I was like, I gotta comment on that.
That was cool. Like, you know, I like the I played Saints Row 2 a lot. I haven't played that series a ton, but I like Saints Row 2.
2 was good. The only thing I'm unsure of, well, number one, the storyline's pretty unclear, but not a big thing for those games.
Yeah.
And number two, I just wonder if they have co-op again. Because co-op is pretty fun. It's a good mechanic to have in that game. So moving on from that, we went to, well, that was the Dead Rising 3 experience that you kind of brought up at first.
Oh, geez,
that was my third time in line, your third and then fourth time in line waiting for this game. Unfortunately, we missed out on the neat hats they had, but that's okay. Game seems pretty standard for a Dead Rising game, what you'd expect. You know, maybe we'll go into a little more detail for our write-up on it.
Yeah.
Just because there's a lot to, I mean, we had like a 30-minute demo, so there's kind of a lot to cover, but...
Yeah, when we do our actual preview of that game, it's going to be pretty extensive, so...
Yeah, so you'll have more information there. It definitely has a lot of the staples, mascot costumes, you know, combinable weapons.
Look, there's a shark costume, guys.
Yeah.
I'm super excited about that. That's almost enough for pre-order right there.
Yeah, and zombies with fire axes.
Yes.
So that was pretty amazing.
And shark
zombie
costumes.
Fireman, yeah. Yes, Sharky. Anyway, and then, let's see, after that, our last appointment was with Sony Online Entertainment.
Right.
We got to look at a game called Dragon's Prophet, which is an MMORPG free-to-play. We have a lot more detailed, extensive notes on that, which, again, we'll probably go through, you know, in the blog post, just to cover everything and make sure we get everything that we wrote down. And also got a little hands-on time with the PS4 yesterday.
Just a tiny bit. It's like we were playing DC Online Universe, so it's not like it's cutting-edge technology or anything. But
yeah.
But having the hands on the controller was nice, and got a nice feel to it. Kind of like a rubberized grip sort of situation, so you can kind of hold on to it better. When I first started playing the PS3, when it didn't have the rumble feature, I would... you know, oftentimes because I was used to a heavier weighted controller from like the 360 and from the PS2, I would regularly, like, hit the buttons too hard and it would flip out of my hands across a room, which is never good in an Uncharted. But this one, no problems there. It feels pretty comfortable for a PlayStation controller.
Yeah. You know, we were talking with Chris from Deep Line Studios yesterday a little bit about he said he felt like this was the closest the PlayStation controller has been to an Xbox controller, which I think was an interesting. Comment because, you know, the hands-on time I had with it felt really kind of like native. Like, oh yeah, like this feels like pretty good. Like,
yeah.
But yeah, the new rubberized type grips are doing huge bonus. Like, it's a great idea and it's long overdue in my opinion.
I'm still not a huge fan of the stick configuration because it's just really hard for me for like FPSs and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the stick's that close. I really like the Xbox configuration, but we haven't gotten our hands on the Xbox One controller yet, so we'll see.
Hopefully that's today. Today we have some appointment with Activision Blizzard, and then as well as Sega, and
hopefully some time with...
Yeah. Yes, please. Thank you. And then, yep, we're sure we're going to try and get some hands-on time with a few things. Check out Destiny, Call of Duty Ghosts, and... that last thing I'm forgetting, but it's a big sign.
Diablo 3?
Yeah, probably Diablo 3, I think. That's
we're going to see if we can get into Arkham Origins as well.
Yeah, that's our main goal. Just, you know, we know it's the third game, kind of, in the series, but we're a little curious to see what changes have been implemented since Rocksteady is no longer at the helm of the series. and just to kind of get a look at it. So, yeah, we decided last night that that was our best course of action this morning. And then we're going to try, and hopefully everybody will have scattered out in our remaining time, get some Xbox and PlayStation time in. So,
yeah.
I think that's about it. But, yeah, I think you said it best. I think the thing I was most excited about was Witcher 3. I'm definitely putting that on my list now. Not only were they just super nice guys, but just it was really interesting to get some insight into the gameplay, the new world development, and it just looks like a beautiful game. I mean, if you're a Witcher fan, awesome. You know, even if you're a Skyrim fan, I'd recommend it.
It looks pretty Skyrim-like, so
yeah.
kind of similar to Skyrim.
It's pretty Skyrim-esque, you know, like the Nords and the layout, but it definitely looks like the graphics are a lot more enhanced than the world.
The environments are crazy.
Yeah,
crazy.
Like the weather labs was insane. But yeah, again, we'll give you a little bit more detailed write-up with both of our opinions, so... I think that's about it. I'm going to recommend bacon because I have 6 pieces of bacon to eat, and that's it.
Yeah, all right. I will recommend not eating a pound of fat burger.
Yeah, don't get the 1 pound or above fat burger. Yeah.
But, you know, the half pound will treat you right.
Yeah. I guess we could also recommend the King Eddie Saloon.
Ooh, yeah.
That's pretty good. Good times. Yeah,
we went there last night. And, yeah, it's everything that was promised.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, everybody. Well, we'll say this episode is brought to you by Fabling Game Studios since they bought us a round of beer last night. So,
all right.
Yeah.
Video.
Jeff Dio.